809 Sports Radio 610. John and Lance here with you, reminding you that tonight we are going to be at Royal Oaks. We're going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings there, 7 to 9. We want you to come on by, hang out with us. And 7 to 9 tonight, Royal Oaks, Buffalo Wild Wings is going to be the place. Right now, though,
are you scared?
It is our good friend, Coach Slocum out of Mobile, who is brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. And I apologize for bringing up Buffalo Wild Wings. I know that that you talk a lot about Coach's Sports Bar, Coach. We apologize for that.
Well, not a problem. That's just, you know, one of my many endorsements. But I'm sure PW3, they'll be calling any day now.
Coach, you got some new entry music.
You hear that?
Got some Kid Rock.
A big fan of Kid Rock. Me and the kiddos, we get all jacked up in the locker room back in the day on that.
Well, we knew you were Run DMC guy and now Kid Rock guy. So
used to hang with Kid?
Oh, definitely. That guy, you know, he can slam that Coors Light, party all night.
Seen that commercial. I thought it was just commercial. I didn't know it was real.
That's the real deal, man.
And, you know, he's slamming a bunch of stuff now, I guess. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the transition. Should we call you University Administrator Slocum on Mobile, or can we still call you Coach Slocum on Mobile?
Well, it's a special advisor to the president, so that's my title now. I was a little disappointed in how it all went down. I don't think there was a need for, you know, special forces dropping down in, and they put me in this room with padded walls and just a chair. I thought that was a little over the top. But, you know,
well, that's Gates, but, I mean, that's the president. Gates used to be at the CIA.
Yeah, right.
I guess so. Yeah, he felt that was necessary, but it's working out great. You know, I got the coffee down, you know, cream sugar, and I know where the cleaners is now. So all my jobs are working out great, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, you got to be a little disappointed with how it transpired. You didn't – you hadn't had a losing season. I mean, if you – you hadn't had a losing season since you were head coach at Texas A&M. 14 years of no losing seasons. That's pretty good, Coach. There's not a lot of coaches in the coaching business who can say that, not even guys like Joe Paterno. I mean, there's coaches who have had losing seasons here the last 10, 14 years.
Well, that's right. You know, I won 274 games. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we were only within four touchdowns of beating Texas there at the end. So I really didn't feel the need. That I thought they jumped the gun a bit early, but – but, you know, hey, they got a great coach coming in here, and there's a lot of changes being made. And yesterday I went down there, just stopped by the athletic facility, and they're scraping the ATM off the helmets, and they're painting numbers on the side of their
helmets. Numbers on the side? Coach, that's like Alabama, though.
Yeah, and then apparently, you know, I saw some they had a big trailer. They had some elephants on campus, and they're trying to make some room in the dorm rooms. You know, Reveille, she didn't take as much room as those big pachyderms.
Well, so there's some changes being made.
So they're changing it up a little bit. You're going to do it like the Well, you can understand Alabama's point. As long as Coach Fran was over there, they'd be disappointed in losing him.
Well, they were. You know, I give it to those Alabama fans. They got some good scoop. You know, they weren't wrong about many things. You know, like if you accept, you know, he's not going to come. He wouldn't leave Alabama, and then he came. And then they said, well, you know, those assistants, you know, we don't like Fran, and they turned on him, and his assistants won't go. And here it is, his assistants. And they said, well, his coordinators, they're going to stay here. And now the coordinators are coming. So other than those things, those Alabama fans, they were right on the money.
Right on. Yeah, they knew exactly what was going to happen with that deal right now. But, Coach, hey, they stole Bear Bryant, 50 years ago, whatever, how long ago it was.
And
now, this
Bama fans are not happy about it, Coach.
Is fair play.
Well, it was, you know, and that's just part of the business. You know, I remember the big uproar when Tyrone Willingham left Stanford to go to Notre Dame. You know, and the media was really on Tyrone about leaving those poor Stanford kids, you know. So what goes around comes around out there. So,
yeah.
There's no question about that. Well, Coach, Heisman Trophy finalists, let's talk some college football here. Heisman Trophy finalists were announced, and for whatever reason, for the fourth year in a row, Chris Sims is omitted.
Well, I think it's a travesty. I think when you look at Chris Sims and Cliff Kingsbury and what they did this year, how either one of those guys was not there. You know, Kingsbury only lost five games, and, you know, and Chris, all he does is go out and win the big one. So, well, they're not in New York, I don't know. You know, Larry Johnson, he's a big tub of goo that's running through, you know, the Big Ten weaklings. I don't understand. You know, it's a bunch of East Coast hype, and
with you on that one, Coach. Why Chris and Cliff aren't there? What'd you think of the hire up the road in Waco there with Guy Morris, Coach?
Well, what you got there is another SEC guy going to the Big 12. So I think we've established where the powerhouse conference is. And you know, Coach Morris, he had his press conference yesterday, and he said what the last four coaches at Baylor said, which was, "I think we can win here." And, you know, he may be right.
He might be the guy that's right.
That's right. You know, he's got a 25% chance now.
We got coaches all. Art Briles, new head coach of U of H. You had Guy Morris. You've got talk about Bob Stoops possibly going to the Dallas Cowboys. That's out there. And what would your thoughts be there? I mean, you could have two guys with visors on one NFL team, which would be an NFL record. Not on one NFL team, but two visor guys on two teams in the NFL at the same time. Right. That would be an NFL record.
Right.
Well, I think the rumor mill's a little out of hand there. Unfortunately, Jerry Jones has been calling me nonstop. And mm-hmm. So, you know, you got Campo, he's an idiot, and Jerry Jones, he's an a-hole. So what we need to do is get President Gates to swoop down and clean the house up there, and we could just do a little special ops and then put me and my administration up at the Cowboys.
So you could kind of farm out. The A&M could be a farm team for the Dallas Cowboys, kind of like they're a farm team for the Texans right now.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Coach Campo, he couldn't coach a dog to pee on a fire hydrant.
So, hey, Coach, you see how many of your players are here and about? I mean, it's like 6-1 in the Texans locker room. Aggies to Longhorns. That doesn't surprise you at all, though.
Oh, it doesn't. All they do is score touchdowns. I mean, you look at Ferguson and Dante Hall and
Aaron Glenn. That's five touchdowns there.
That's why we went 7-4 every year. We had all that NFL talent year after year. All we do is rack up the wins.
Well, it's starting to make sense now.
It is. It's all coming together.
Well, what else? Now that you got a little time to take to yourself and to reflect, and is there anything outside of football that's catching your interest right now or your eyes, any type of music or movies or anything that you're getting a chance to do now that you hadn't had a chance to do before?
Well, actually, yeah. I'm catching up on the movies. Got a chance to go see Jackass the other day, and that was a lot of fun. You know, Johnny Knoxville and those kids. I wish I had kids like that on my kickoff team. Those kids are crazy.
Well, I mean, there's no telling what they'd do if you had Steve-O and Bam Margera on your kickoff team. It's kind of like the 12th man used to be when it first started, Coach. You remember back in the day.
That's right. They'd go down there and lay some woods, grab somebody's gonads. They would tear it up.
Anything else? Anything in?
I'm interested to know. I see. Are you gonna watch the Junction Boys coming up this week, Coach? To you know the old Bear Bryant, Texas A&M, how they went through training camp there.
Well, I am. I'm looking forward to that. Should be a good movie. You know, it's a little, inside into what goes on at A&M. Well, just that's kind of the way I ran my practices. So yeah.
Just unbelievably difficult. No water for the kids. You just worked them to death.
Absolutely. You know, we give them a squirt of Gatorade, and, we just let them sunburn out there with no shirt on. It's tough up there at College Station.
Squirt of Gatorade, pat on the butt, get to work.
That's it.
That's old school, Coach. I didn't know they were playing shirtless, though. I didn't really realize that they have shirts on for practice. That's an interesting little bit there. Well, Coach, anything else end of the season, any awards you want to give out, anything else that's you know, catching your eye? Bob Toledo. Your boy Bob Toledo got fired at UCLA.
Well, it was surprising. You know, my assistants were going down the pipe with Bob Davey and now Bob Toledo. I think they're making a big mistake. You know, all he did was win. He's 6-5 this year. They're going to Las Vegas Bowl. So I don't understand the climate in college football now where these guys, you know, all they do is put victories up and go to bowl games like in Boise, Idaho, Las Vegas, Nevada, and they still get the can.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, Coach.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It's out of control.
Unfortunately, this team, your last team, is not going to go to a bowl game. That's got to be a little disappointing.
Well, it is. You know, I thought the Tangerine Bowl, there was still a shot there, but they picked Tech, and everything's looking good. Looks like Clemson's bought about 30,000 tickets, and Tech's bought about 143 last count. So they're going to have a big crowd down there from Lubbock.
That's going to be big. That's going to be strong. Well, Coach, you're taking it well, and it's great to see that, and we're looking forward to talking to you, and now you'll be able to
– We want you to talk about everything. When the Masters comes up, we want to see if you can be a special correspondent for us, big horse races. Just, I mean, are you versatile enough to do that, Coach, or can you talk some NFL?
He can review movies. He can do it all.
I mean, Yao Ming, is there anything – do you know who that is, Coach?
Yao Ming, he's a great player. You know, we you recruited him as super tackle.
Oh, that's right. We talked about with that. Yeah.
Super tackle.
So you do know about Yao Ming. Yeah, so we can have you comment on any variety of things.
I'm ready. We'll give you a call in a couple of weeks, go through our bowl preview.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on your new position with your that promotion that you got over at Texas A&M.
Well, it's exciting, and thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. 819 right now on Sports Radio 610.